Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a close look at the Bear Cub mattress. We're working from a pretty detailed review you shared from Mattress Advisory.
That's right. And our mission for this deep dive, it's really straightforward. Pull out the most critical insights from this review, specifically for you.
Yeah, we want to help you understand what makes this one different, you know, who it's really built for, and the key things to think about if you're mattress shopping for a child.
Exactly. We'll unpack the features, the materials, how it actually performs, all that stuff.
And then connect it back to, your child's sleep and, honestly, your decision-making process. Think of us as guides through this review.
Highlighting what you really need to know without you having to wade through everything yourself.
Okay, sounds good. Let's jump in. What does the review say the Bear Cub mattress is, fundamentally?
So fundamentally, it's described as an 8.5-inch hybrid mattress. Hybrid meaning it combines different materials.
Not just foam or springs.
Right. Specifically, it's got cooling gel memory foam on top of supportive coils underneath. And the review really emphasizes that it's designed specifically for growing bodies. That's its whole angle.
Okay. And the review highlights some key benefits up front, right?
It does. It talks about, comfort that's meant to last as kids grow. Big points are that it's fiberglass-free and hypoallergenic, super important for kids' products.
Definitely.
Plus, they mention a lifetime warranty, a 120-night sleep trial, and free shipping. Those are pretty strong selling points, the review flags.
On some practical things, too.
Yeah, it comes in two fun colors, which kids might like. And that 8.5-inch height, it's a lower profile, so it works well for bunk beds or trundles.
Good point. And what about weight limits initially mentioned?
Initially, it notes support up to 200 pounds per sleeper. We'll circle back to weight a bit later, as the review mentions a few different numbers.
Okay. And the company, Bear.
Founded in 2015, the review points out they have a reputation for performance-driven mattresses, over 200,000 customers, some industry awards. Just gives you a bit of background on who makes it.
Got it. So diving deeper into the core concepts from the review, you mentioned something interesting about a two-sided design.
Yes, this was a key takeaway mention. The idea presented is that one side is firmer, supposedly for toddlers, and the other side is softer for older kids.
Yeah.
You'd flip it as your child grows.
Huh. That sounds really useful.
Yeah.
But is it actually like that? The review seemed a bit inconsistent there.
Well, that's where it gets a little murky in the source material, yeah. While it mentions that dual-sided concept as a key takeaway, elsewhere in the review, it consistently rates the mattress firmness as a medium firm, 7 out of 10, just one number.
Okay, so how do we square that?
The review doesn't explicitly reconcile it. Our read, based only on the source, is that maybe the dual-sided aspect isn't about two drastically different feeling sides, but more about how that single 7-10 firmness is suitable for different age ranges.
Ah, I see. So the same firmness level works differently or is appropriate for a toddler versus an older kid because their bodies and needs change.
That's one interpretation that fits the review's details. Or maybe the 7-10 is an average. The source isn't crystal clear, but it does consistently land on that 7-10 rating when talking feel.
Okay, that's an important nuance from the review for you to be aware of. What else did the review stress?
CertiPure U.S. certification, that's a big one. It means the foams are made without harmful chemicals, ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, that kind of thing.
Crucial for peace of mind with kids.
Absolutely. It also talks about using premium, durable foam layers and having a waterproof cover. That cover is also breathable and easy to clean.
Easy clean is non-negotiable.
Tell me about it. And the review also touches on eco-friendly materials and thoughtful design, kind of positioning it as good for sleep and sustainability.
So bringing all that together, who does the review say this mattress is really best for?
It seems aimed squarely at kids age 3 and up. The review highlights it for those needing firm, cool, and supportive sleep.
Especially during growth spurts.
Exactly. That spinal alignment support is called out. Also, if you have a sweaty sleeper, the cooling gel foam is flagged as a major plus.
Makes sense.
And for active kids, you know, the ones who toss and turn, the motion isolation is highlighted to help minimize disruptions. Maybe if they share a room or bed. It's pitched as a solid investment in a child's rest.
Okay, but who might not be the best fit, according to the review?
Well, if you have a toddler, or maybe a child under about 150 pounds, who you know really prefers a super soft, plush feel, that 7-10 medium firm might just feel too firm for them. The review suggests this.
Right. And sizes.
Only twin and full. So if you need a queen or anything larger, this one's out.
And it's not really for adults long term.
Correct. The review is clear. It's designed primarily for children's needs.
Now let's talk about that weight capacity again. You mentioned some conflicting info in the review.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing in the source. It mentions up to 200 pounds per sleeper initially. Then it cites a range like 150 to 200 pounds. But in the section about what they didn't like, there's comments suggesting it might feel too soft for heavier sleepers, potentially lacking support.
Oh, interesting.
And then later in the performance breakdown, it explicitly says it supports up to 250 pounds.
So what's the takeaway for you, the listener, trying to make sense of this review?
I think the most helpful consolidation is this. The review generally frames it as supportive in that, say, 150 to 250 pound range. But because of that one comment about potentially feeling too soft for heavier sleepers within that range, if your child is near the top end or maybe particularly sensitive to needing very firm support, it's something the review itself flags as worth considering.
That clarification helps navigate the review's inconsistencies. Okay, let's dig into the actual construction, that 8.5-inch hybrid design. What's inside?
Right, the layers. You've got that gel memory foam on top. That's for the initial comfort and the cooling aspect.
Uh-huh.
Then below that is the main support, a 6-inch layer of individually wrapped coils.
And the cover.
Described as soft, quilted, and hypoallergenic. Importantly, it's also breathable. The review uses this nice phrase, designed for real kids and tired parents in mind. Kind of captures the practicality.
I like that. So how does all that translate into the actual feel?
That 7 out of 10 medium firm rating is central. The review says this hits a balance supportive enough for spinal alignment in growing kids, but still comfy enough to relieve pressure points.
Like hips and shoulders.
Exactly. Hips, shoulders, lower back are mentioned. And because of this balance, it's positioned as versatile for kids who sleep on their side, back, or stomach. It apparently has minimal sinkage, so it contours a bit, but doesn't let you feel stuck.
And that coil support system is doing the heavy lifting for alignment.
Pretty much. Those 6 inches of individually wrapped coils are key for spinal support and responsiveness. Because they're individual, they can adapt to weight distribution and help with pressure points.
And the foam works with them.
Yeah, the foam layer on top interacts with the coils, adapting to movement for that personalized support.
Does it feel bouncy? Or dead?
The review says it has a quick response time, so it adapts well when a child moves. And it mentions just the right amount of bounce, enough to move easily, but not overly springy like an old trampoline.
Good to know. Okay, cooling. Kids can definitely run hot. How does the review rate it here?
It focuses on this quite a bit. The gel in the memory foam is specifically there to pull heat away.
Right.
And that breathable, hypoallergenic cover also helps with airflow and temperature regulation. The goal is to stop kids from overheating, leading to more restful sleep. The review rates its breathability and temperature regulation highly.
Okay, let's talk sleeping positions. How does the review say it performs for side, back, and stomach sleepers?
It suggests it works well for all three, which is good for kids who switch positions. For side sleepers, it aims to cushion the hips and shoulders while keeping the spine straight. For back sleepers, the goal is natural spinal alignment, even weight distribution, potentially reducing back pain.
And stomach sleepers, yeah. That can be tricky.
Right. The review says it's firm enough to keep the hips from sinking too far, which avoids arching the lower back. It offers balanced support to keep pressure off the chest and stomach. Basically, comfort and alignment across the board is the claim.
And circling back one last time to weight, in this performance section, the review again mentioned support up to 250 pounds, correct?
Yeah.
While still having that other caveat we discussed elsewhere.
Exactly. That 250 number appears here alongside the performance details. Just important to remember the nuance mentioned in the didn't like section of the review itself.
Okay. Beyond just how it feels to sleep on, what about other factors important for kids, like edge support?
Big one for parents. The review calls out strong, reinforced edges. This means less sagging at the sides, so the whole surface is usable.
Good for kids who sprawl, or if you sit on the edge for bedtime stories.
Precisely. And it adds a safety factor against rolling off. Motion isolation is another plus highlighted. If your child tosses and turns or shares the bed, it minimizes how much that movement travels. Helps everyone sleep more soundly.
Now, that dual firmness idea. Let's just nail down the review's take on it.
Right. So the review summary mentions this feature, framing it as allowing a choice between soft, firm sides for toddlers versus older kids, But, as we discussed, given the consistent 7/10 rating elsewhere, the interpretation that makes the most sense from the review itself is that it provides a consistent, medium-firm support that is deemed suitable for different growth stages, rather than being literally flippable for two distinct feels. It's about growing with the child.
Gotcha. The review also mentions Split King somewhere.
Yeah, but just as a concept you might find in other brands, not something the Bear Cub offers. Just managing expectations based on what the source says.
Good clarification.
Yeah.
Okay, shifting to the practical stuff. Shipping, setup, warranty. What does the review say for you?
Free delivery, which is nice. It arrives rolled in a box, so setup should be fairly easy. The review says it expands quickly.
And any new mattress smell, off-gassing.
Minimal, according to the review. It should dissipate within hours. That Sudipu US certification helps here, too, ensuring low VOCs.
And the trial and warranty again.
Solid protections. You get a 120-night risk-free trial. That's 4 months to really see if it works for your child.
Plenty of time.
And the warranty is a limited lifetime warranty. The review specifies it covers non-excluded manufacturing defects for the first 10 years. Shows confidence in the build.
How about the price? Where does the review place it in terms of value?
This is important for your budget. The review calls it fairly priced and offers great value for the quality and features. It's positioned as a budget-friendly choice that delivers on healthy sleep essentials.
And the company itself. Bear's reputation.
The review paints a positive picture. Solid reputation, known for quality and durability, committed to customers. Good customer support is also mentioned, responsive via phone, email, chat.
And is there social proof? What do other parents say, according to the review?
Yeah, the review points to a lot of positive feedback from actual users. That adds a layer of real-world validation to the claims, which can be reassuring for you.
Does the review mention any specific competitors or alternatives?
It briefly names two. The Helix Kids mattress, noting you can pick the firmness level with
that one.
That's
interesting.
And the Lisa Kids mattress, described as having similar durability and comfort. However, the review adds a little note suggesting these alternatives might not be the best pick for heavier kids or those needing the specific level of firm support the Bear Cub provides.
So the review subtly positions the Bear Cub as maybe better for firmer support needs within the kids market.
That seems to be the implication, yes, especially for kids needing solid support or perhaps those on the higher end of the weight range it accommodates.
Okay, let's pull all these threads together from the review. What's the final verdict it offers, and why does this matter to you, the listener?
The overall takeaway from the review is that the Bear Cub provides excellent support and comfort tailored for kids. It really highlights the hypoallergenic cover and the cooling features as standouts. It's framed as a particularly strong choice if your child struggles with overheating, or if you like the idea of a mattress designed to support them through different growth phases, that suitability aspect we discussed. It's presented as tackling common issues like restless sleep.
So ultimately, the review suggests it's a solid, sensible choice for families wanting a healthy sleep setup for their kids without, you know, breaking the bank.
Exactly. It boils down the features to how they directly benefit a child's sleep, keeping them cool, supported, and hopefully sleeping more soundly through the night.
So based on this deep dive into the mattress advisory review, whether it's that dual-stage suitability concept, the cooling features for active sleepers, or just the core support for growing bodies, there's definitely a lot there for you to consider.
A comprehensive picture from this one source, definitely.
And thinking about all this focus on support, alignment, and quality sleep during childhood, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? How deeply does the actual surface a child sleeps on night after night influence not just their sleep, but their overall physical development, their mood, their well-being as they grow?
That's a really potent question to reflect on. Thanks for exploring this review with us today.